Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to episode 98 of Trusty Hogs. We had a little break. We've both lost our voices. We've both not seen each other in a month. I have so much to tell you. You have so much to tell me. It's me, Catherine Bowers. It's her, Helen Bowers.
Yay.
We're both so germy, but we're pretty excited to be here.
Yay.
Bloody well, Em and Andrew are both in the studio.
Yay.
Woo. Welcome back, gang.
Yay.
We're back.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
I'm dying.
No.
I know you think you're dying.
No,
I'm genuinely not dying.
We both have cold, Helen. Everything's fine.
No, it's not a cold. I've lost the usage of my vocal cords.
And yet I can hear you just fine.
No, I don't think you can.
I think this is going to be a gorgeous episode. I think we sound sexy. I think we sound calm. I think we're basically rebranding with our colds, don't you think?
I honestly think this does suit us in some ways.
It's kind of hot. It's like us if we did sexy phone lines. Do they still do those?
So, yeah, are you fucking kidding?
Do you think?
100%.
Like it's the 90s?
Sexy phone lines.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't people just go on the internet?
Poor Wi-Fi, bad internet connection.
Whoa.
And also, like, those phone lines, there's older generations who are still like, that is the ultimate turn on for sure.
Okay.
God, there's probably some Gen Zers listening to this who have no idea what these sexy phone lines are.
Oh, you call a woman who's like eating chicken and dressed in a way.
Eating chicken?
Yeah, she's definitely eating chicken and in tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
And she calls and you're like, what are you wearing? And she's like, lingerie. And
he's like, what are you eating?
And she's like, I'm sucking on my fingers after, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking about your perineum and sucking on my fingers. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, I've got the sickest perineum. And they're just like, I fucking know.
Yeah.
And then the guy like gets off.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it like really problematic though? Because then people start thinking that any woman on the phone was trying to get them off. So they'd like call up British Gas and like Cheryl would be like, what's your meter reading? And they'd be like,
that feels true.
Because it's like every woman on the phone is trying to turn you on.
Mm.
It could be the case.
Listen, we are today. Hey girl, hey, how are you?
I'm dying.
Okay, but aside from that, what else?
We are recording this the day after I return from the Edinburgh Fringe.
You are sweating profusely.
I'm in a horrible way right now.
Yeah.
And no one seems to care.
I do care.
No, because I came in and said I'm sick, and you were like, I'm sick.
I am sick.
And then you doubled down with so many different like bits and bobs from your bag of medication. But if you're if you're so sick, then what did you do at 9 a.m. this morning?
I went to Pilates to make myself feel better.
No, that's not. If you're sick, you don't get up and go to an exercise class.
I do. A slow moving Pilates class to sort of help me breathe properly and feel better, stretch it out.
No, you get in the shower and you cry for 30 minutes until Sunil says he needs a big toilet. That is how you deal. That is how you deal with tricky morning sickness. Well,
I had a long shower afterwards.
In the gym?
Yeah.
Are they the showers where everyone can like see?
No.
No, oh, no.
What?
You know, like gym showers that where everyone can see.
It's not prison, it's just the gym.
Like, back in the day, like leisure centres. Like,
oh, it's not a leisure centre, it's fancy.
I know, but it's like the same as the leisure centre, isn't it?
No, they've got like Aesop soaps. It's like...
Shut up.
Yeah, and like cubicles. Yeah, no, it's nice.
But with like curtains that anyone could pull back at any point.
No, it's doors that you can lock. Why? What?
No, like, do you remember like when you get to secondary school... Like, there's showers for PE because they're like kids start smelling, even though no one ever uses a shower.
We didn't have those in our school.
They're all either open or they've just got a curtain. And like, obviously, everyone's just going to rip it open and see what's happening with your nipples.
It sounds like a very much a you thing.
Yeah.
What, being afraid of other teenagers when you're a teenager you naked?
You sound like the perpetrator.
Yeah, I was going to say you were definitely the one pulling the curtain back. 100%.
Sorry, Emma Black, bend over. Well, I just want to see.
Oh my God, that
you're
poor
gorgeous.
Girl. It's shocking she's still your friend. It's
the most gorgeous girl that's ever existed.
Do you know what it's like?
What?
In Soho at the sauna, the gay sauna.
They won't let me in there, I've told you that.
How do you know, Andrew? You said the only time you've ever gone to a sex party was by accident.
We didn't go for sex, we went for the jacuzzi.
Oh, please. I came to the bondage place, not for sex, just because I love leather. I just want to try on the waistcoats, and then I'll be off, lads, please.
As you were saying that, you realise that is something Andrew would do, right?
Yeah, I know, 100%.
I want to try on the waistcoat. Obviously, he wants to try on the fucking waistcoat.
You're right.
Do you know
right.
why he wants to try them on? Not because he's a gentleman, because Dolly Parton wears one. Carry on, Andrew.
Isn't she fabulous? Oh, yes, sorry, keep pretending that this is true.
Well, the showers on the ground floor, they're all mirrored, and there's little portholes into them.
No.
Because obviously it's,
Andrew, do you mean peoples?
People. Yeah, no, but they're not like people.
Portholes.
They're the shape of portholes.
Like on a boat.
Yeah.
That's charming.
Because you're in the splash zone.
But in your...
Okay.
Oh, Catherine, that was very low brow.
I'm sorry.
Oh, how awful. From a woman of the cloth. You're wearing a lot of cloth today.
Oh my God, I'm cold because I'm sick.
I'm so sick though.
Okay, but I'm cold because I'm sick.
I've got the shivers and the sweat.
Okay, look, we have to get through some things today. The first thing to say is that before we took our break, we had... Can you behave? Before we took our break, we had the Jordan episode.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either because
people are
so mad at me.
Yeah.
People are like coming up on the street being like, why did you gang up on Helen with that road man?
And it was horrible.
Like, it was just like jokes with a comedian. So
I went home and I cried.
No, you didn't.
No. Do you know actually
you went home
happened?
And had a wank. That's
you
what you did.
You had to run off and go to work. And I said to Jordan, that was unkind. And he went, are you really upset? And I went, I won't be if you go buy me an ice cream sundae. And I walked him to an ice cream shop in Soho.
Which
and
one?
He had to buy me an ice cream sundae.
Which one? Snowflake?
Yeah, obviously.
Did you get sundae? An actual sundae? Mm-hmm. What was on there?
Just everything. Everything. Because he made me upset. So
I can't believe he fell for that.
I know, he falls for everything. He's so, like, you wouldn't have been able to tell, but he's very sensitive. But I got so much.
You wouldn't have been able to tell, but he's very sensitive.
You two
the
acting
story
like
of men everywhere.
Shit. So bad. Such poor behaviour.
Sorry,
and I
Helen.
Will await an apology.
Sorry, Helen.
Like you mean it.
Sorry, Helen.
That's okay. I'm sorry I threatened to fart in your face.
Are you also sorry that you didn't get me a birthday gift? Or is that coming soon?
I didn't...
It's so cool because now I don't have to get you a birthday gift, so this is good.
No, you do, you do.
No. Here's the thing. Yes.
Your birthday was August 13th.
Uh-huh. It's same as every
it's
year.
It's the 29th of August right now.
Yeah.
So that's a gap.
Uh-huh.
On your actual birthday.
This is the first time we've seen each other, though, since my birthday.
On your actual birthday, contacted, but Instagram post, which I knew you'd love.
Mm-hmm.
And I do actually have...
My gift is your Instagram post?
No.
Great, I'll get you an Instagram post for your birthday.
Your gift is in my bag.
Is it? Do not pull out a tampon.
I wish I remembered tampons. I've got so much toilet roll in between my lips right now.
What? Here. I've got tampons
for
you.
I just don't know where they are in here.
They're in this cupboard.
Oh, that's great.
Andrew's an ally. Take
How
the tampon.
A scrunchie you've previously given me.
No, it's filthy now.
It probably is, actually.
I can see from it. The way you handed it to me, it looked heavy with, like, have you ever put that through the wash? That what's crunchy?
No.
I would if I were you. It's like, it looks heavier and yet somehow smaller than when I gave it to you, which makes me think it's like possessed by a lot of dirty
Happy
liquid.
Happy birthday. It's a number 7 Airbrush Away Radiance Boosting Primer. It's brand new because I just bought it in Boots about 10 minutes ago.
I'll take it.
No, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually... Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you.
I also bought tickets to the theatre for both of
us. You bought a musical. I know you bought tickets to a
musical. For Hadestown.
What is that indeed?
It's a wonderful musical coming to the West End.
Andrew's already
bought tickets for May. I've got tickets for February, the week after it opens. I'm telling you now, it's going to sell out and it's going to be a massive hit. And I'm taking you there for your February birthday celebration.
Thank you, I can't wait.
Which is, in fact, your half birthday.
Everyone knows how much
February
I love musicals.
February 13th is your half birthday.
Is it on the 13th?
No, it's actually the 20th.
Okay.
But you're going to have a wonderful time, and I will be taking you for dinner as well.
Okay.
At your, no, not your restaurant of choice. That'll be expensive and it'll be like a long queue. At
Do you want to go to Yella Yella?
Pizza Express of choice.
You want to go to Yella Yella?
What's that now?
Cheap Lebanese, but it's delicious.
I love Lebanese
Let's
food.
Let's do Yella Yella.
Let's go there.
It's affordable, it's yum. And there's a few, but there's one in Soho. Don't everyone go there on the 20th of February. Now we can't
Everyone's
do that.
Everyone's going to go there on the 20th of February. Right, you know what? You may go to your Pizza Express of choice.
Fine, I'll take
Happy
it.
Happy birthday.
I can't believe you forgot to get me a birthday gift.
I can't believe I forgot to get you a birthday
gift.
It's
actually so rude. I never forget to get
it's
you a birthday
gift. It's because of the gap between your birthday and actually not seeing you on your birthday. Because where did you go? This isn't on me. I came up to Edinburgh and you went...
I was taken on holiday with my girlfriend, to be fair. That's not my fault.
To the weirdest
Sorry
place
for being
of all
so
time.
Pretty. Sorry. Let's get into it. Edinburgh. I'll go first because I went before.
Oh, we have to talk about
we
it.
We have to talk
okay,
about it.
And then, I slayed too hard.
Okay, well, here we go. I drove 7 hours to Edinburgh. 2 hours were driven by my friend, Adele. But the rest I drove.
It's fucked up. Adele.
Hi, Adele.
I went to see a show with Adele. What's happening?
My back was so bad after it. I felt 1,000 years old. You shouldn't drive that much, it turns out. Did, however, stop at the T-Bay services. May I say.
You lost your mind, didn't you?
What a fucking wonderful day out that is. Goodness me, I've been sleeping on T-Bay. I went on the way back as well. I absolutely love it there. I bought so many homewares. Who knew you'd get so many homewares on the side of the street? Fabulous. Loved it. But the drive was hell. I thought, oh my God, this is so scary. There was so much rain. I could barely see 2 cars in front of me. It was so scary, but I did it. I was very proud of myself.
You were amazing.
Get to Edinburgh. Do my work in progress. Had... Ellen Tech for me, which was really nice, but also
it's
really
still
weird.
A mental choice.
Yeah, but actually, turns out when you have somebody who actually knows about scripts in your show every day, they remember the mad shit you say and then write it down.
Oh, that is nice. Actually.
It was really weird. She like cared about the show, and I was like, oh, maybe I should care about the show.
Anyway,
it got
better.
Lesbians
are too close.
Oh no,
I'm telling
I agree.
You now.
I
it's
agree.
Fucking creepy.
But it got better, and that was nice. I actually got good by the end. And also, the sisters who are lesbians who came to my show.
I saw this.
Okay, but so I was telling this. I have full permission to tell the story.
Oh, great.
From them, because I got it when they were in my show, and I realized they were in my show, and I was already telling it, and so I was like, "Hey girls, hey, can I have permission to tell the story?" And they were like, "Yes, thank goodness."
But you were already using it in your show.
Listen, I was
shut.
I was.
By the way, for anyone who has no idea what we're talking about, this is a problem that we did on an episode, and then we got an update during a live episode, and now Catherine has taken as her own.
I've asked, can I tell the story on stage?
This is fucking epic.
Yeah, because, and I should bring them on tour with me, because every time they come to my show, they have another update. They had another update at my show. So
can you tell me, or should we save it for the patrons?
We'll save it for the patrons.
Okay, so.
That's such a good point.
If you want full context, it is the March live show.
Thank you, Andrew.
And the June live show with the lovely Rose Johnson. Those both have the context in it.
Honestly, the wildest story in the history of time, which is why I had to put it in my stand-up. Thank you. Wow, very smart. smart, Andrew. God, that was weirdly encyclopedic.
You're
it felt
a freak.
Like you studied. Yeah, I didn't like it. Anyway, then did Edinburgh.
But no, how was like? How did you find Edinburgh without Helen and that?
I missed you a lot.
Me too.
I would say I think 12 o'clock's too early for me to do a show. I had a lovely time, but sweet Jesus, the days are so long. You think like, oh, I'll go home and nap, but you don't. So you're just like having the most insanely long days. Mm-hmm. And also, I saw Hannah Camilleri.
Okay, I met her yesterday at a taxi stand at King's Cross Station.
Phenomenal.
She's in London.
Her show. Oh my God, go see her show. She's at Soho.
She's there like now.
One woman stand-up show. She starts dressed as a mechanic with a moustache. You're like, hell yes, I'm queer, I'm in. And it's so funny and good. She's phenomenal. I loved it. And I don't even really approve of sketch.
I'm so mad that I met her yesterday.
Yeah, that's wild. But she was great. I loved her show. Great. I thought Olga Cox's show was astoundingly good. A masterclass in stand-up. Chloe Betts.
Saw it.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Bankable. Yep. Also, just like, my thing about Chloe Betts I love is that you can bring anyone from any age and they'll be like, I want to be your friend so bad. Is she free?
Heidi Regan. Already friends of Chloe, so okay, waste
that's
of time.
Bad,
yeah.
That's a bad metric. I brought just a bunch of strangers, some enemies, actually, and they were all like,
really?
I should make up with her. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. And then, so had a good time, had a really nice time, drank too much, obviously.
Oh, Catherine,
obviously.
Mary Joseph.
And then had to drive 5 hours across to the Hebrides. Now,
this is where it gets good.
May I say, I'm really rude that I've been talking this whole time and you've been like, get to the point. Anyway, my girlfriend very sweetly booked a ferryman's cottage on the smallest Hebridean island off the side
say
of Scotland.
Again, a ferryman's cottage. Off now, what? Let's start there.
Yeah.
We've got listeners from all over the world.
I did think you said ferryman.
Yeah, that's exactly why I thought
a
I'd double check just in case.
No,
yeah,
it's like
the Hebrides. You must all go. It's a wonderful utopia for all queer people.
Yeah, it actually is. Oh my God! So get this. So she picked there because we watched this show called Designing the Hebrides, which is. Sorry, it's a homosexual from Australia who lives on Mull who won Design Interior Wars or whatever, Design Masters Wars, whatever that is. His name's Banjo.
I have no idea what's happening right now,
okay,
my darling.
He's a bearded bear who designs places, businesses on the Isle of Mull. And then him and his husband live there. Guess what? We get into this Hebridean island of Easdale. We're walking along. We see this guy. We're like, huh? Helen's like, That's Banjo's husband. Ellen was like, that's Helen. That's creepy as hell. The worst part is I always say your name to her when I'm mad at her. No, when she's in trouble. I'm always like, Helen! I mean, Ellen! okay, Ellen was like, that's his husband. Because she recognized him from their dog. Anyway,
you guys need to get a
homosexuals
life,
are too insular. But the point is, we went to this tiny ferryman's cottage. It's like a small cottage beside the water where a man who would have worked the ferries lived. The pub was open for 2 hours a day, 3 days a week. And the pub was the cottage across from ours.
Oh,
59 people lived there. The internet stopped working at certain like a lot of the time.
But you weren't the only gays there.
No, we weren't. But you did have to get a ferry to like the supermarket to the thatch shop on the side of the road. We went to Mull. That was beautiful. We went and saw some whales, which was really, really great.
Again.
We still like them. It was really.
I figured out why lesbians like whales.
Why?
Because of the wet hole. Come on, because of the blowhole. Come on. Are we fucking... We're all now deciding that's not our sense of humour, are we? We've all just agreed, have we? That's not what... We're all too good for that, are we? You know what?
Don't you dare cry! I can't with you today. Behave yourself. Stop it.
Please tell me that was a good joke.
Yeah, you're very funny. That was great. Oh my God, also, did you have this thing in...
Oh! That was so throaty. Another wet hole. Okay, got M the second time. Hello?
Okay, here's my question. Did you have this thing in Lush in Edinburgh where Lush contacted you to come for a treatment?
Don't even get me fucking started.
Did
on
you
this.
Not?
Everyone and their fucking cat's mum was going to the Thank You Lush Spa Edinburgh for my treatment. Did they contact me? Did they buggery?
Did they not?
No! They were giving it to fucking like fucking people who barely need a treatment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need help. I need genuine facial help. I'm not like, you know, I'm not doing well. And they were just giving it to like, just like fucking hotties.
Well, the best
Mad.
Thing about it was that we got the treatments and then also they gave us a gorgeous gift bag of things, which was so kind of them. Thank you, Lush. And so...
Who did you go with?
Ellen. And you Chloe, were there. Chloe you
went,
were there.
Chloe went. How do I know that? Because I was at a bus stop waiting for a bus, playing my new game called Happy Match Cafe.
Oh, you do
where
need
I
help.
Match items. And Chloe was like, "I'm so sorry, I'm in a rush. I have a facial."
Which one did she? I'll talk to her.
Which
about
Which turned out not to be I'll a facial. Turned out to be a 90-minute massage.
Oh my god, that's even better. Anyway, M also looks furious. Like M didn't get to go to the spa. But the point is,
We will go ourselves. Because I don't need to be invited, because I do not believe in hashtag gifted. The more successful you are, the more free things you get, and I do not believe in that. I will be opening the gifts and trust the Hogs officers in a minute, but I do not believe in them. Who else went? Olga went.
I don't know, I didn't keep track. My point is, like, I got this gift bag, so I brought it to Easdale, so I did a little spa for myself there as well, which was really nice, was actually what I was going to say. And also, it used to be a slate quarry, so you can just swim in the old slate quarries. They're full of salt water now, and so it was beautiful.
Wait. What the fuck's a slate quarry?
Oh my god, where they get slate out of the ground.
Yeah.
And then there were big holes where they used to do that. And then
they've just filled it with water.
A tidal wave came, they filled with salt water, so you can just swim in them like natural pools. It was divine. Look, was it my natural space? No. Did I get on board? Yes. Did I have a gorgeous time? Yes. Was I shocked? Yes. The only downside was that I had to do all the driving. So on the way back, we drove through the lakes, which was gorgeous. But yeah, we did do paddle boarding and I was terrible and Ellen was good because sports gays sport and I was mad. Also, the man who was running it was like, "Let's do tricks." And I was like, "How about we don't, Adrian? How
what
about
are
we
the
don't?"
Tricks?
It was like, you stand at the back of the board and spin around. I was like, it's a hard no from me, Adrian. Absolutely not.
Good then for you he said he had pretending you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I did. I really didn't know how to pretend that well. Then he was like, "You have to paddleboard back, and I'm going to go get the boat." And I was like, "I'll absolutely be getting in the boat with you, Adrian." And he was like, "No, seriously, you can't." And I was like, "Yeah, I will be." And he was like, "No, that's not how the class ends." And I was like, "I'll be coming in the boat." Adrian had a vibe, but listen, it's fine. He listened to the Joe Rogan podcast. He just dropped it in. He just dropped it in. It was hilarious. But he was nice. So it was weird. It was hard to tell because I wouldn't have guessed it until he said it. I was like, "There it is. That's the vibe."
Is Adrian's job paddleboarding or general water sports? Because there is a difference.
Paddleboarding.
Yeah. Was he wearing Oakley sunglasses?
He wasn't wearing any sunglasses. He looked like he thought sunglasses were for weak people.
Oh no.
You know, like sun cream was for like snowflakes.
Yeah. I know those sort of people.
Probably I shouldn't have used his actual name. Oh well.
Hi Adrian, hope you're thriving.
He sounds like the Joe Rogan version of Yoga with Adrian.
Yes, but I love yoga. I love yoga with Adrian.
No,
come
really
on.
Don't discuss yoga with Adrian.
Fine.
You've truly been thriving.
But then guess what?
What?
My girlfriend convinced me to cut our holiday short by a day to come home because England were playing in the World Cup final and she wanted to watch it with her women's football team.
That's fair enough.
Yes, except that they lost.
I know, but they won one. They won against Australia. They just didn't win against... Was it Spain? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that because of Twitter.
What do you mean they won one?
Well, they won their semi-final, right?
Yeah,
there were two things
were
that people
final.
Were very excited about. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't watch them, my love. I didn't watch them.
I can really
tell.
I'm
a feminist,
really,
but I don't like football, so it's really tricky for me. Yeah.
I do get it. Anyway, that's basically the thing is that when we were at the Fairman's Cottage and I was trying to be an outdoor person, there were slugs.
The slugs.
There were slugs in the apartment.
I'm telling
in the
you now,
flat.
They're making a comeback this year.
They were ruining my life.
Everywhere.
And they
everywhere.
What? Why do you know?
I've got slugs in my house.
What?
They are everywhere.
No, I was on an island. Why the hell do you have them in your London flat?
This has been... Okay, how many were in your... Because we had one.
By the way, Helen, I just told you that I drove like 20 hours in a week and you didn't give me any praise.
Can you hear him?
Also, driving on country roads is terrifying. One road tracks with those little pull-in bits where everyone drives 60 miles an hour and they beep you if you go 40. What the fuck? Those people are crazy.
Okay. Yeah, well done. The sluds are taking over. Okay. What? It started, right, beginning of this spring. I would notice in my little patio garden area that there were slugs.
Outdoors is fine. I don't mind outdoors.
The size of my forearm with leopard print spots on them. I looked them up because I was like, I've not seen it. They're leopard slugs, okay? And I actually had looked them up the year before because it was like purple on my phone. So I clearly clicked on it before, but still. Okay, so they're everywhere. They're everywhere and they gather, right? Mm. And then I'm like, where are all the snails? And I'm like, these slugs are so big, they've probably bullied the snails out of this part of the world. This is fucking awful. And then for about 3 months.
You're an odd David Attenborough.
And then for about 3 months.
Probably.
I'd go for toilet in the night. You know, like night toilet. Night toilet inside. No, I toilet inside now. What the fuck? What thing was that to say? And I was like, because I used to have a wee in a park every single night for about a year. When I was like 21.
It's crazy for me to ask.
Too old.
Yeah, it's not too old. No, it was because of like a bus route and the time it took me to get home from my last access to a toilet meant that I would always need the toilet. By the end of a trip, so I'd always go in the same park, Tutankhamun, if anyone was wondering.
You're disgusting.
I'm not disgusting because I wouldn't wet myself. Ooh. Oh, so annoying.
Those are not the only two choices.
And then it is. It's wet myself or Tutankhamun. No, think. I would finish work at the National Theatre.
Did you bring the toilet roll with you eventually?
Drink myself
stupid. Because you realised you were going to do it every day.
No, just do the, like, you know when you're like squatting.
Wait, you did it every day for a year and at no point did you think, I'll bring a little roll.
No, because I'd be close enough to home. And I'm not wearing the knickers the next day.
Oh, you just pull them back up while it was a bit wet.
No, I do the jumpy thing.
Why are you shaking your tits at me?
Because when you squat down for a wee, and then you've got one hand on a tree stability.
I actually don't.
You've never weed in a park.
I haven't.
Listen, it's very simple. Yes, traditionally, you use bathrooms at places there's toilets. Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
But I was working in the National Theatre. I was living down
towards... Please stop saying the National Theatre. They don't want to be tied to this.
The Royal National Theatre. And I finished...
Hashtag sponsored.
I finished in the evening and we'd always drink after every shift. And we'd all hang out and we'd drink together. And then I would get on a bus. That, because of the length of the bus, I would have broken the seal. So I'd go before I... went to get on the bus. By the time the bus ended, I would also need the toilet again.
Right.
And I lived like a 15 to 20 minute walk away from the bus stop. Uh-huh. Right. So then on that walk home, I would always stop at the edge of the park and have a wee wee. And I would put my hand on the same tree and I'd squat down.
Did anybody else ever put their hand on your hand?
And I know that would have been fucking insane.
That's how I feel like you'd meet
That's
your husband.
How I'd admit that, yeah.
A man would just place his hand on your hand and be weeing on the other side of the tree and be like, oh God, sorry, didn't
Everyone
see
else
you there.
Would freak out and I'd just look up like Charles Dance. And I'll be like, I assume it's going to be like a Charles Dance like character in the woods. Because he looks like he lives in the woods, you know? Like the hello.
Sorry for coughing, I'm just much sicker than you.
And then I.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm sick too, Kathwyn.
I know, I'm just sicker.
I'm sick too.
I know.
And then I bouncy, 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 so the drips off the lips are gone. And then I went home, and then I changed my... Then I put my knickers in the laundry bin. I'm sick of justifying myself. The slugs have made a comeback.
Right.
I'd go to the bathroom at
home.
How
are they related?
Inside.
Okay,
yes.
Fine.
And there would be a slug on the edge of the bath. And I don't... Ooh. Right. Thank you, Andrew.
Wait,
so minging.
I have a thought.
Go on.
Did you ever look down when you were pissing? Were you drowning slugs? Are they coming for revenge? And if so, why were they in Easedale? What do I have to do with it?
Oh What do you mean, like in the park back in the day, like when I was pissing?
Yeah, did
I was
you kill
pissing.
A, you must have killed some slugs.
But that's Tooting slugs. I don't live in Tooting anymore.
Yeah, but they found you.
Don't, because I'm actually my. Oh my god, I've got goosebumps, I'm freaking out.
They found you.
But they come into the bathroom. So the point me and Sunil
had to
have...
Well, you came into their house and used it as a bathroom. So they've come into your bathroom in your house.
Wait, but it's got so much worse. Because then me and Sunil had to own a bit of toilet roll. Like, you know, the cardboard bit at the end that we had to use a slug remover.
That's what we use in Eastdale. They're very good for that.
Very good for slug remover. So we had that.
I say we. I obviously screamed and cried and Ellen had to do it.
But we were... Yeah, I made Sunil do it a couple of times.
Obviously,
So slug removal, and it was just constantly taking over, and it was so stressful. And then one day in Edinburgh, I just get a text from Sunil saying...
They're looking for you? They're asking for you?
No, don't, because I'm actually going to... You're freaking me
They're
out.
They spelled out a H in the bathroom.
This is my version of The Exorcist. Like, Sunil lifts back my duvet and there's just 500 of them ravaging my body, half-eaten.
Yeah.
Just coming out of my nose. Okay, and then there was he had a slug inside of his protein shaker.
Oh, are you fucking kidding?
No joke. It'd been living there inside his protein shaker, and I was like, "Where was it?"
Please
he was like,
tell
on
me
the draining board with our clean dishes.
Please tell me he threw it away. Please tell me he threw it away.
He has thrown it away. But I sent a text and I called him and I was like, "Oh my god, what do you mean? There's a slug? Like they've made their way up to the kitchen." And I was like freaking out. And I was like, if it's on the draining board, then you need to put some salt down on the draining board so they don't go there again, Sunil, because I can't live like this anymore. I can't live like this. And then he went, yes, okay, I'll salt it. And then clearly he got pissed off because I told him what to do, even though it was obvious and he didn't know. Then he calls Jordan Brooks. And then he tells Jordan Brooks, Helen's freaking out. She told me to salt the entire kitchen. Which I didn't. I did not say to salt the entire kitchen. And then about 5 hours
Men
later...
Men are so dramatic.
I'm having lunch with Jordan and a couple of other people at City Cafe because I love to look after myself.
You had lunch at City Cafe?
Way too many times.
That's insane.
I know, way too there's many like, times. I know.
I'm just saying there's a viable scenario in which you go to City Cafe for breakfast, right? Where you're like, you want a greasy breakfast because you're hungover, but there's no world in which you're like,
the
lunch?
Wi-Fi's good. And it's next to my venue.
Lunch?
Leave it there. Well,
yeah, but so is Hoola.
5 o'clock lunch. Hoola's a bit further away.
But there's so Hoola's, many nice places.
Hoola's about a 5 minute walk. City Cafe's 30 seconds. Why am I walking 5 minutes? For a nice meal? I don't think so. I'm not getting mugged
but
off
Ox
like that.
But Ox 186 is just at the end of the road.
That is lovely. I forgot that existed.
Yeah.
That's on me, that. Also, I once had a mental... I had like a partial mental breakdown in there.
Everyone has it's Edinburgh.
No,
there's not
like,
a single
like,
place
like
that's
like
not
the
true
beginning of going to the hospital one. So like it's I've scarred it for me.
Like you did for Tooting Common with the slugs.
Yeah.
And that's
why
they're coming for you.
I've got two spots in Edinburgh where I'm like, I definitely lost a bit of my mind that I've never rebuilt.
Where's the other one?
In these places.
I have some. Where's your other one?
I don't want to say.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I can't. I'll tell you. Where's your ones?
Obviously, the last place I was like weeping was the Meadows.
Yeah.
By the place you know where they sell the Danishy, like the Scandi coffee. What's that called?
Oh, Soderberg.
Soderberg. And I remember, I don't know if she remembers.
I have good memories at Soderberg. Okay.
I remember making full eye contact with I was crying alone, like sobbing. And I remember making eye contact with the comedian who had the good grace to see me make full eye contact and just keep walking. And I thank Emma City for that on the podcast, actually.
She's
and
a good woman.
She just kept moving and I really respect that. The other is... okay, interesting. You don't want to say.
Mine's opposite the doctor's surgery where the Festival Fringe doctor is.
Oh, okay, that'll do it.
Yeah,
that'll do it. I would say... The you know the stairs outside the Mash House?
Yeah,
not a good place for me.
I am very familiar with the stairs
from
the Mash House.
Yeah, not a good place. No,
because my
place.
Secret coffee spot overlooks there.
Oh heaven! I think it's probably the worst place for being trapped. Because those stairs go up and down for so long, you know, if you run into somebody, if you run into somebody who's coming up them and you're going down them and you don't want to see that person, it is truly. It's like the worst kind of purgatory.
Yeah.
It's truly fucking hell. It's hell on earth. And also, like, I'm such a klutz that, like, the likelihood I'll slip as well is just, it's all so much.
I did not fall once in Edinburgh. I did not go fully. I rolled my ankle about 8 times, but okay. I did not go fully down.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
Hey, girl,
I usually spend half the month, because it's so steep and I cannot, I just can't walk.
Fair
play. Spend half the month rolling around on cobblestones whilst like sweet comedians go, "There's a car again, Helen." And I'm like, ah. But no, I was upright for basically the whole thing.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm real proud of you.
The slugs are coming.
Yeah, for you. So, you deserve it, it seems
so,
like.
So
you just rang Sunil being like,
"Don't salt the whole kitchen," obviously. Boy, and he went, "Obviously, I know that." And he was just trying to like piss Jordan off or something. So now there's slugs everywhere. Then I come home last night and he's like, "The slugs are over. We've now got mice." And I was like, "Define we've got mice." And he was like, "They're everywhere." Because like so many people are moving around us. Clearly they've decided, what? Like, where's our new home? Where's our new home? They've picked us. And I was like, okay, like he might be being silly. I bought a loaf of bread yesterday. Oh my God, it was horrible. I woke up this morning.
Helen, no, just stop. Just stop.
And it was
stop,
out
stop,
on
stop.
The side
Helen,
on top of the microwave, Helen. As we always keep it. And I took two slices
you pick
out.
That up before you carry on. You Sorry. Keep it out on the side on top of the microwave.
Bread, yeah.
Do you have a bread bin or?
No, I don't own a bread bin because I'm not from the 1950s.
I own a bread bin.
Yeah, well, I'm also, I don't have that version of OCD, okay?
I also have a bread bin.
Yeah, I don't
you
know
don't
my level
any
of gay.
Version like, of OCD.
Okay, there's a lot of different things going on right now, okay? I'm normal. I'm the normal one. I am the baseline normal for this room. Call me average Helen.
Wait,
run of the mill.
Wait, so you're just keeping bread on the side?
I'm not fucking coming home, taking the bread out of the packet and going, bread! And like having random slices on top of the microwave and making a sculpture. Like, it's inside the packet. I take two slices out, I wrap it back up.
I would buy you a bread bin for your birthday, but we don't get each other birthday gifts, it turns out.
Right. You are Sorry. Getting a gift. You've got theatre tickets. You've got a lovely primer, which I know you're going to enjoy, because that's radiance boosting, and you fucking love being radiant. And I will buy you some... What do you fucking want?
I'll think about it, and I'll let you know.
No, I know what I'm going to get you.
Okay. Wait, so you pulled the bread out of your horrible little plastic bag on top of your microwave.
And I'm like, oh, there's so many crumbs everywhere. But Sunil bought a ninja when I was away because he's decided that he's going to start making his own sauces and pestos.
What's the ninja?
It's like a little like blender for like small items.
Why don't you have a blender?
Do not piss me off, because I know what everyone's trying to do. They're trying to rattle my cage right now, but I will remain calm because my voice is hurting.
Okay.
So he's decided that he's going to make chutney salsa's pesto. Okay. So he's bought a ninja.
Okay.
And then it was like there was loads of breadcrumbs everywhere, and I was like, oh, he probably tried to make some breadcrumbs, which now doesn't make sense. But at 8 this morning, I was like, that makes sense. Took two slices out, put it in the toaster. I lift up the bread and I was like, God, there's so many breadcrumbs. I was so mad. And then I looked in the side of the packet and there was just like fucking feasting where like 5 mice had clearly been overnight. And I was like, like grabbed up the bread, threw it away, obviously found some bread in the fridge that Sunil's that I ate. And then he was like, why would you leave your bread out? And I was like, because I didn't realise we had mice like that. And now we're just now,
what
that's
did
just
you
us
think
now.
He meant?
I thought he meant that there was like, we've had it before where we've just seen like one mouse randomly like run across somewhere and then it's just like gone because there's like loads of cats that live on our road.
Helen,
but I think
horrific.
All the cats moved out.
This is horrific.
And because those people are moving around us, that they obviously like, they're like, where's food? Where's food? And we have food.
Okay, can I ask now, please, because I feel disgusted. What's being done? I mean, like, have you got traps? Have you got, like, some sort of spray? Have you got somebody coming to deal with this? A vermin guy? A pest guy? Have you told the landlord?
No.
Okay, so you just tell your landlord and they'll send out a pest control man.
No, he won't. He's very laid back, our landlord.
Yeah, he will, because that's his duty and contractual obligation, I would suspect.
Yeah, but Sunil was thinking about a new job and he thought he wanted to be a plasterer, but maybe he could be a vermin person.
No, so you need a pest control guy and you also need to make some sort of peppermint oil spray in the meantime because they hate it. And you need to put your food away.
Do
obviously.
They actually hate it?
They actually hate it, and you need to hoover up every fucking crumb.
Yeah, I told Sunil to do that this morning. He came out of his room with little Hoover because he's got little Hoover.
No, but seriously, you need to make a peppermint spray and get it pest control diet.
Define peppermint spray.
Dilute some peppermint oil with I've water and then spray oil. Fucking everywhere. Okay. Everywhere. They hate it. Spider doesn't like it either, so it's a good benefit there.
What doesn't like it either?
Spiders. But mainly, you need an actual pest control person to get rid of these because they're going to have babies otherwise.
I know, I don't want to live like this because there was like that you could like just constantly so I've like
Helen.
Oh my god, it's so I haven't had mice in forever.
Or you need to get a kitten.
I'm allergic to cats.
Well then you need to get a fucking pest control guy.
I know, or you know at the Royal National Theatre, I swear to god,
are
I don't have nothing
are you
by
kidding
them.
Me
they so you know like people like have like theatre cats or like there's cats at a lot yeah. of buildings. The National, they hire a hawk once a month to come down like first thing in the morning when no one's around and allow what? The hawk to run around and get like rats and mice and stuff.
Please don't bring a hawk into your apartment.
I'm bringing
what
a hawk.
What are you talking about? That's horrific.
I'm buying me a hawk. Write it down.
No,
I'm
no, don't write
hawk.
It down. No, why don't you just let
she's going to be called Clara.
Just what? Just get pest control. Why Clara?
Because it car. It makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Write down Clara.
No, don't write anything down. Get a pest control guy.
Clara. I'm here for the mice.
So far what you're saying is that you've basically been feeding the mice and your only solution is a hawk.
No, we've got these plugins that have a light.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You got a nightlight.
It said
so
they didn't
what,
like
you
it.
Can mood
maybe
like
it emits
their
sound
midnight
or something.
Fees.
But Sunil bought them and he was like, this sound would be really good because it repels animals. But then he researched it again and turns out that for the first 3 weeks it makes them all come to it and then they go.
What?
I don't know. I didn't really understand what he was saying. He was like, he bought this like sound repellent.
So can I just check in? Can I just check in? What you're telling me is that you are laying out a midnight.
Oh, can
listen
I just point
me,
out that Andrew and Emma
me,
laughing in a nasty way, and I know I said something wrong, but I don't know yet. So like, don't be cruel.
What
it
sounds
I do have a
like
learning
you're
difference.
Saying. No, you fucking
I
don't.
Have dyslexia.
No, you don't.
I do.
Okay. Well, what it sounds like you're saying is that.
I've got a diagnosis.
Sunil
I've got extra time
has
at school.
Set up an animal siren, essentially,
yeah, but not
to
in
call,
part,
them, to call them to your home.
Yeah, yeah.
At which point they arrive.
Only for 3 weeks.
And you have laid
3 weeks,
out
yeah.
a, in the top of the microwave yeah. midnight feast.
Yeah.
He has mood lit it with this nightlight.
It's blue. Oh, yes, it's nice, yeah.
And then they go in the morning and you come in and are like, not like that. I didn't think we had mice like that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Just get a fucking pest control
guy. I couldn't really understand. Well, I've only been home for less than 24 hours. So that's on Sunil, really. And the slugs and the mice. Or you could wait until a rat comes and takes over.
What's terrifying is that in November I'm moving back into shared living, as you know, and I'm scared about it.
I've not had this situation in years.
Yeah, but you're the situation is what I'm scared of, I guess. No offense.
What?
Just like you with
I didn't invite them.
With your bread out and stuff. And
oh, like, come on. Everyone needs bread on the side.
Your pissy little laundry pants. And
the pissing. I live close to the bus stop. I feel like I did say, and did I not say very clearly earlier, I don't piss outside anymore. Yeah. I think I did.
Wow,
thank you.
You're so brave. Okay.
I didn't piss on the street once in Edinburgh this year.
Okay, quickly tell me about your Edinburgh. How did it go?
I thrived.
Uh-huh.
That was great. I was wonderful.
You got really good reviews.
I only had two reviews, but
that's
they were very good.
Pretty good. Hey.
They were very good.
I'd rather have two good ones than...
Five and a four. Don't
Woo!
Mind if I do.
Don't mind if I don't.
yeah, I only had for 2 weeks, and I was like hoping I'd get more reviews, but two, I'll fucking take
two
it.
Two good ones I'd rather than three average
the
ones.
The show is life-changing.
Why?
It's just so brilliant.
I liked your little video of you getting on stage and doing your...
you sent me a message.
I liked it so much when you squeezed your boobs together. I showed it to Ellen and we liked it. It was nice.
It was really... I had a really nice Edinburgh.
I'm so
really
glad.
Nice. I mean, obviously, there's a couple of things that I'll tell you off podcast.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, I think it's interesting, though, as I was leaving...
Write that down so I don't forget.
As I was leaving, like, 9 days in,
I
could...
gossip.
Do you?
Yeah, but like not for like.
Okay. Well, I was as I was like leaving, I could see that people, it was a perfect time to leave because I could see everyone was just about starting to get weird, you know, that sort of feral stare. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, Helen's arriving when the crazy does and I'm leaving as it starts. Did you have some big nights out?
I arrived when people were like, well, this is what it is. I guess everyone hates me, the industry ignores me. And also when people are like, I'm the superstar of the world. And then I just sort of like, I could hear the train pulling in and I was on it going like, I'm going to stir the shit out of
it. Give it to me.
Really luckily, I arrived as people were having their days off.
Oh, that's nice.
So 14th
nice.
And 16th, people traditionally have one day off.
That's nice.
Also, like, I just think I've been doing it long enough now. It's the first year where I was like, oh my God, like things that felt like such a big deal.
I know.
When I first went, when I was 18, when I was just a tech, like I wasn't going up and doing a show when I was 18. Yeah. But like, I was like, I remember like, I sort of like measure my growth as a person by Edinburgh.
Yeah.
I was like, I was 18. I didn't really have any friends because like everyone already knew each other. I didn't know anyone. Everyone was like hanging out and knew where to go.
Sorry, can we just talk about your, I love you so much. I didn't have any friends because everyone already knew each other. No, you'd never been before. They weren't ganging up on you or leaving you out.
No, they weren't. No, but they already knew each other.
Yeah, so you just had
What's
to be there.
What did I say wrong then?
Oh, I just thought, have you farted?
No.
Helen.
I genuinely, Helen. If I have, Helen. I'm actually frightened. Because I can't smell anything and that would be a genuine leak that I would be concerned for my body. Okay. Am I leaking?
Maybe.
Wait, is there actually fart smell?
Well, I believe you if you say
you
no.
You can't smell it.
But my question was, I just thought it was just such a funny framing of the situation of not having any friends in a place you'd never been with anyone you'd ever met before. But go on. Sorry. Okay. So
yes,
your growth
they
was.
They weren't nice to me.
So the growth, personal growth is that now you have friends?
And now I have friends and like things like, I was like 18 and I was really like embarrassed like eating in public by myself for some reason. Because that's like a thing that you go through.
When
you're just, like, everyone's going to be like, oh, she's fat. Why is she eating? Like that's a question in people's minds. And then this year, I was just, like, going into Pie Maker, like, who gives a fucking shit?
Yeah.
I thrive. I don't know what to say. The show was fun. Met a lot of hoggies.
Me too.
Was just very tricky because you're doing the bucket and then you're trying to, like, have a chat with them and you want the gossip and then the next show has to start.
Yeah.
So it gets to the last half of the queue and you're just sort of like, fuck you, the show's gonna go on.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing.
It's so nice to have so many hoggies
in. Thank you for my gifts.
So many. Oh, thank you so much for the gifts. And thank you.
Thank you for my gifts.
Thank you so much to everyone. I think we have enough Tony's Chocolonely for life.
Mine's all gone.
What? We have a giant box of it here from somebody.
Oh yeah, we don't even know who that's from. Do you message us?
Somebody has sent us approximately 50 bars of Tony's Chocolonely. Who are you?
I'm assuming it's a suitor.
And thank you so much, but also like, thank you so much. And also, whoa, we have enough chocolate.
We eat in patron extras.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
We do.
We can do a mukbang.
Oh my god,
what?
A Tony Chocolonely mukbang.
What's a mukbang?
A thing on YouTube.
Hello, Grandma. Girl, again to the Hebrides.
Yeah, I feel like if your grandma just turned 35, you get her a gift. Go on.
So basically,
I gave her primer.
Absolutely bullshit.
That was $17.95
for a number 7 primer.
I think it was.
What?
Yeah.
That's mad. Mukbang, sorry, it's a thing on YouTube, a Korean concept where you just order loads of food and you eat it on camera. So, for example, people do like McDonald's mukbangs.
Oh, we're not doing that. No, the sounds would be awful.
Oh, no mukbang for Catherine.
No, absolutely not.
I will be doing a mukbang.
But wait.
At home alone. Please sign up to my YouTube channel. It will be from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. and I will be doing it on the toilet and we will not end until a slug enters. No, I'm joking. That was the most minging thing that was in my head. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You like a listener problem?
Yeah.
Would we what?
Would you like a listener problem?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Hello. Hello, Trusty Hogs. Our guest next week is the fantastic Geraldine Hickey. Unfortunately, Geraldine's Soho Theatre run is this week. It's on now from the 29th of August into the 2nd of September. So we can't use her episode next week to promote it because obviously it would have disappeared by then. So instead, here's a brief preview of her next week promoting the show and when it's on and all that sort of stuff. Soho Theatre, Geraldine Hickey. She's a fantastic guest, a fantastic comedian. Go check her out so that you can listen to the episode with full context of what a wonderful person she is.
Okay, so you're at Soho Theatre.
At
Soho. Are there any tickets left?
Yes, of course there are.
Woo! Good, look at you guys.
Plenty of tickets. But also, you know, not too many. Oh, get in quick.
Oh my God, rush.
Yeah.
Rush, come on. You simply must.
Yes.
What's up, hogs? It's Helen Bauer here. Just to let you know, I am going on tour this year. It's starting in Edinburgh. I'll be there from the 14th to the 27th. And then I'm hitting up Europe. I'm hitting up Paris, Harlem, Copenhagen, the places you've been begging for me to go. And then all around the UK, apart from Wales. For some reason, I don't have a Welsh date yet. So please, if you're in Wales and you have a venue, just let me know and I'll just come there. We'll have a bit of fun. All the tickets are available on my website and I'd love to see you there. And please bring Helen gifties. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Andrew, stop eating Tony's chocolonely.
I'm sorry.
What the hell, man?
We're not going to get through it otherwise.
Could you be professional? What flavour are you shoving in your face right now?
Crispy wafer.
Oh, that's my favourite one, Andrew. Please, may you stop eating that one. And when you are ready, we will take a listener problem, please.
Oh, well, we've got some problems. Would you like some nice updates and stories?
Yes, please.
Yes. Although, should we do updates on Patreon and then do...
Fabulous, yeah. We'll go to patreon.com/trustyhogs for all your updates.
What a plug!
What a plug!
Trusty Hogs.
We love to see it.
Do
all right, come on.
By the way?
Give us a listener... No, what?
204...
971.
What, we're so close to 1,000 patrons?
Very close to 1,000.
Oh my God, please keep supporting us. Please don't leave, because whenever we say woohoo, we're so close to a number, then 10 people drop off and we're always like, no, please, no, please.
It's also in the first
stay
of each month.
Tell your
we're
going
to drop off in
please.
2 days'
no,
time.
No, stop it.
We do.
No, we love you. Please stay. Help us.
We must beat Joe Rogan. Okay, let's have a probby.
Probby. We're not saying probby.
You say that, but then the next thing you know, you'll be saying probby.
Okay, go on.
We have a breakup problem.
Hit me, I've been through so many.
Hey, hogs.
Hey.
Thursday, you have made Thursdays my favourite day of the week. I absolutely adore you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
That's
who's
so
this
nice.
From?
Em.
Hi,
Em.
Problem. At the start of uni, I made friends with a guy who I soon started sleeping with, dating, and then in January, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Classic. Been there many times.
You haven't even gone to uni. Just shut up. None of this problem applies to you.
Things are going really well until the start of May, when he just seemed to really distance himself. He would only see me to have sex, didn't want to go out together, long replies, etc. I brought it up to him and he told me he had lost feelings. I found this really hard and confusing because he had initiated everything and was very affectionate. Brackets, also my first ever relationship. I really still love him and he lives opposite in our circle of friends and on my course. So my question is really, how to get over someone when it's impossible to avoid them? All the best, Em.
Ooh, Em, my sweet love, I'm so sorry. Gosh, that's just like really painful stuff. So first of all, I'm just really sorry that happened.
Also... It does take a longer time than anyone ever realizes to get over a relationship.
Oh my gosh, yeah, especially
like
your first one.
Yeah.
Of course, your first one. I think a little bit of... I think it sounds like you need a little bit of necessary anger, maybe. You're obviously in the pain stage, but I think that feeling of like, you know, oh, I'm a little bit confused. Of course you're confused. He was being confusing. Like, you're not like not able to have kept up with the situation. He was being really confusing.
Like, are we assuming
and
that these people are like in their like late teens, early 20s?
Yeah. I think a little bit of anger. I think also, like, yes, it's really hard to get over someone when they're there and in every situation, but I'll bet you there are things you could do in terms of distance, and I think it's okay to do those things.
Move.
No, well, not necessarily,
change,
but maybe. Not change uni, Jesus. I just mean like find new club that he's not part of and do something like once a week with friends that aren't friends with.
The Cards Club.
Okay, just because you're jealous that Em and I play cards one time without, yeah, so get over it. I'm saying, like, find something to do that he's not, like, something new for you that has nothing to do with him. Occasionally ask your friends out where he's not involved. Those are all okay things to do.
Like the
but
bridge
mainly,
club.
I think, like, being kind to yourself about time. Like, this is going to take ages, not ages, but a while, don't you think?
Yeah, but that's so boring. Like, does he live opposite?
Gee, were you about to say that's so boring?
Yeah, opposite.
Well,
Helen,
thank you.
Helen,
no, you weren't.
No, you weren't. Were you raised in the 1950s?
Oh no, Andrew, don't, because I'll get upset.
How did you even have a bridge club in your school?
Was it with the librarians and dinner ladies?
No, it was Mr. Owen, the Latin teacher, actually. He had a bridge club, but I went occasionally.
Were you being groomed? What's happening? What do you
Who
mean?
Else was in bridge club?
From just pretty much the exact demographic you'd expect: lonely, nerdy gays.
How many
were
of you?
You being again I ask
enough for two games of bridge
two tables of bridge
two games of bridge yeah.
Whoa,
including the teacher. So that, what's that,
seven of you and the teacher?
Seven and the teacher.
Wow, I really know about bridge now that I talk to more older women. Hey, here's my, by that I mean
okay.
My girlfriend's nanny Pat, and she's
honestly,
great.
Honestly, I think one of you has to move just to make it quicker, otherwise it's going to drag out for longer with the, like, ifs, buts, whens, possibly getting back together. Just
do
for
not
a bit
get back with this guy.
He needs to move. Now, you've got a couple of options of pushing someone out. Obviously, number one, we've already discussed this episode, release vermin at his house. I'm talking your rats, your snakes, your poison ivy.
Snake?
Yeah. From a pet shop, from a pet
release
shop, obviously.
Release poison ivy? How does that even work?
You plant some poison ivy and slowly watch it devour everything he's ever loved.
Right.
It's an option. Okay, that will drive him away.
Mm-hmm.
Also, hire sex workers.
What?
Gorgeous sex workers to come over yours.
Why are you getting him a
so
gift?
So that he gets jealous. No, for Em.
Right, okay.
So that he can get jealous.
You think there are a lot of, like, sexy, age-appropriate sex workers available for hire near them?
110%.
Okay.
100%. If you're willing to look, you will find. And that's just the rule for everything, including, like, tricky ingredients in shops.
Right.
If you stick with it, you will find
right.
it.
Right.
I do think Catherine's right. Like, time is important, particularly with first loves. I do think change uni is a big dramatic move, but it is an option.
It's not an option. Don't
everything,
do that.
Everything's an option.
Why would she give up her whole life for him?
Why it's not she- because everything happens for a reason.
What? Nobody thinks that.
Maybe you're meant to go to a hotel in a hotel. Because I think it's university.
Yeah.
But like,
a campus?
Yeah, a campus in Germany.
Oh my God, would you stop?
Go to a uni in Berlin.
No.
Honestly, you're just going to have to be in pain for a little bit. That's awful, isn't it,
it's
though?
It's awful. And also, can I just say, like, you need to start thinking, you need to make a list of, like, the things that were unattractive
obviously
about him.
Obviously shit on his doorstep.
You need, like, at the minute you're just, like, mooning after this boy, you need to be like, what was hideous about him? By the way, I'll bet you anything you're going to have better sex with somebody else soon. Like, your first is always
there's
never the best.
No way that was good. Like, you think it was good, but there's no way it was.
No. You need to start making lists of his, like, personal failings and
you
remind yourself
you came,
of those.
But did your body spasm? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Those sort of things. Like,
ask
were
the big
you
questions.
Genuinely, like, asking for mercy as he kept on eating you out.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Did
I
you squirt?
Truly doubt
did
it.
Did you squirt?
Did you squirt? Did you have two thirds pee flying out of you? That's the question there.
What?
We've been over this so many times.
We are weird when we're sick. I feel like we're both muted and weird.
I know, because I think we both want to solve it, but we both know the answer is just time and healing, and it's just a bit sad and frustrating.
But that's what I said, and you said I was boring.
No, I don't think I did, my darling.
You did. You
I don't remember. No memory. No memory. No memory. That's all been wiped away, sadly, because of my cold.
Will you please update us as to what happened? And also next year, and presumably next term, you don't have to live straight across from him. Please, God.
Or do and haunt him forever.
No, that's not your job.
And ever.
No, it's not your job.
And ever.
No, it's not your job.
Get with one of his best friends.
That's a... No, there's a plan we can both get
doesn't
behind.
Doesn't feel good, but
it
it's
can feel good. It
do.
Actually can feel good. There's a plan we can both get behind. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you can ruin things for him, which is just petty, but, like, his favourite restaurant in town or, like, cinema or whatever, get a job there. Like, just always be there. Like, they
no,
find that
no,
tricky.
No, 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 no. Now we're different. Now we're...
No, we're no. not good at... No.
I don't...
Don't do
we're
that. I wouldn't do
there.
That. That'd be fucking mental. Yeah.
Yeah, you totally would do that.
Probably just
you, sweet God.
Don't... Yeah.
Move to Germany?
I would say so.
Put him in a well. You didn't even suggest that.
No, the wells are full.
Okay.
We've got to wait another like couple of months before we part with people in Wales, because I'm worried that it's going to get to the point where I want to put someone in a well again and all the wells going to be full.
That's such a good point. Really something to consider. Well done, yeah. You. Look
until
at
we
you.
Start digging more wells.
Look at you forward planning.
In the wells.
Look at you forward planning. We're not going to start building more wells.
I'm just worried that my
wells.
Local well is going to get busy.
Surely, if anything, we're in a fewer wells phase of life. Okay, well, I'm glad we're back. Happy Trusty Hogs Day!
Are we dead?
I think we solved it.
I think we thrived.
I think we did. Hey guys,
please tell us who you think is sicker.
Yeah, it's definitely me. And can we also
please tell us who you think is sicker.
Yeah, please do. Instagram.
I'd actually appreciate that, because my asshole also hurts, which we didn't discuss. And remembering my feelings were hurt with Jordan.
So unwell.
My feelings were hurt with Jordan.
That was a month ago now.
No, but I'm sorry, but my feelings feel very real.
Say
feel
goodbye,
very true.
We have to go.
Goodbye.
Your feelings are always hurt. Bye, guys. Bye.
Can't be that sick if she's willing to be mean. Catherine, are you ready to say your thank yous?
Thank you so much to our executive producers, Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, and Matthew Thomas. And Matthew Thomas, what a shame.
Oh, that was so sexy until that little mistake.
I know.
Thank you, Matthew Thomas.
Thank you, Matthew Thomas.
Thank you.
Matthew Thomas is new?
Yeah.
Woo!
And welcome, Matthew Thomas.
And welcome, Matthew Thomas.
Rolling our shit.
Thank you to our producers, Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Ball, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Worf, Luke Bright, Kate, Dean Michael, Alex McPugh, Amy, Sophie Chivers, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Tristan Taz, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catraccia, Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, David Walker, Jessa Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redmond, Sarah and Molly, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend, Liz Fort, Chloe, Emily Gee, and Mark with a C. Don't mind if we do, Mark. And we talk about how many new producers there are. Thank you all
also
so much.
Also, your voice during that thank you list.
What I've done has gotten quite ill, and I sound much sexier this
morning. No,
way.
But like that was like. I thought you were Alexa.
I am genuinely grateful to people, though. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We need you, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, but thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, and thank me, and thank them.
Thank you. Thank us.
Thank us. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank them.
Thank them.
Thank us.
Thank us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.